This is The Takeaway. I'm Miles O'Brien.
In for Celeste Headlee. Right?
In for Celeste Headlee.
Right, who's going to be back on Monday. I'm John Hockenberry. Supreme Court, as we've mentioned, threw out a law yesterday, the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform bill that was designed to limit the influence of big business and labor unions on elections. It ruled that corporations and unions now may spend as much as they want to support or oppose candidates for presidents and Congress. Joining us once again to talk about this really landmark ruling is Dahlia Lithwick, senior legal correspondent for Slate.com. Dahlia, good morning again.
Good morning.
So it seems to me there's some logic here that relates to precedent that I want to follow a little bit. When did the court establish that corporations were essentially people?
Well, you know, the corporations have always been given some special treatment, and certainly for decades now, there's been case law that says, hey, we've got to give corporations certain speech rights. We can regulate, you know, certain contributions, but not expenditures. So there's always been some sense that corporations that we have to treat corporations better than just, you know, some nothing.
Right.
The problem really was that there were two lines of cases, John. One that said, even though corporate money equals speech, we can still regulate it for anti-discrimination, anti-corruption principles. And then there was a line of cases that said, well, no, this is speech. What the court did yesterday was essentially gut a 2003 decision and a 1990 decision that said, even though this is corporate speech, it so kind of corrupts the marketplace of ideas, the marketplace of free expression, that we can regulate it. Yesterday, the court really said
that. Yeah.
Those cases are just flat wrong.
So it's really a connection of the doctrine of corporations are people and that money equals speech. Those are now connected, and essentially there are no restrictions. Listen to Democratic Senator Charles Schumer. He has a legal argument here that I want you to evaluate. Listen.
The Roberts Court has turned back the clock on our democracy by over a century. This disastrous decision paves the way for free and an unlimited special interest spending in our elections.
Schumer basically said you can falsely scream fire in a crowded theater because of libel laws. But when it comes to democracy versus corporate power and wealth, there's no balancing test. Is he right about that?
Well, he's right that what used to be a set of very nuanced laws, you could, have electioneering, money spent on electioneering as a corporation. You had to go through a PAC, right? There were ways to do it. And one of the things that's very tricky about Justice Kennedy's majority opinion is he talks consistently about a ban and about censorship and about thought control. Justice Stevens, in his dissent, says, wait, this isn't a ban. This isn't censorship. You just had to go through these very convoluted paths. Pathways. So you're quite right. What happened yesterday was we swept away all nuance. We swept away all mechanisms. Other than you still cannot directly contribute to a candidate and you still have these disclosure rules, the court upheld that you still have to disclose who you are in your ad. But
right.
Other than that, all of the doctrine, all of the architecture of McCain-Feingold, gone.
Kennedy is the swing, and this is Judge Roberts flexing some muscle, wouldn't you say? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the most interesting moments in Kennedy's opinion is when he says, we only had 4 votes in 2003.
Yep.
Now we have 5.
Dahlia Lithwick, senior editor and legal correspondent for Slate.com.